This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I said, I don't know how all this big fight with the New World Order is going to end. But if you want a fight, you better believe you got one. And I'm not looking for trouble. It's like that Aaron Tippin song, got to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. He said, Daddy didn't like trouble. But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side he'd be on. And we're going to sue the FBI. We're going to sue the CIA. And maybe their corrupt courts block it. Maybe they don't. Doesn't matter. We're going to do the right thing. And then God's going to carry us the rest of the way. And it may not be that action that wins. But when you stand up for what's right and you don't back down and you don't give in, let me tell you something. You get results. We can't be bought. We can't be intimidated. We can't be starved out. Because we say grace, we say amen. And if any to that, we don't give a damn. To quote Hank Williams Jr., I'm tired of putting up with the New World Order's crap. And let me tell you something. If we were getting our asses kicked and losing, I'd still do this. But ladies and gentlemen, we're not losing. I should spend the whole show. In fact, I'm going to do it. I'm going to wear a secret camera, and I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm going to go to church, and I'm going to go to the shopping mall, and I'm going to walk down the street. And I'm going to let you see what happens. Sure, you should go to the grocery store, shake a few hands, almost never get yelled at. Now, I go 6, 7, 8 months till I get yelled at, and I probably shook when I was on vacation for a week and a half. No exaggeration, 1,000 hands. 1,000 hands. And they'd all say to me, I'm sorry to take up your time. I'm sorry to bother you for a picture. All right, I say, you're sorry. I love you. I'm trying to reach you people. We're in this together. And they were every color, and they were male and female and old and young, and it was beautiful. I was on an airplane yesterday, back from Hawaii, the day before, and there were a captain coming out and the stewardesses and everybody standing up and shaking my hand. We got off the plane, and everybody's like, we heard you say this on Steve Bannon a few days ago. It's real. And they were like, what? We're all awake. And they were all talking. I said, bye-bye, with a big throng of people hugging each other because they didn't know. Now, the globalists have their AI. They know. They know. I'd say half the public's awake now. Another 40% aren't political, and 10% are globalist leftists. The leftists know they're hated. They know they're losing. That's why they're scared. But it's not going to be Alex Jones that saves the world or Donald Trump. It's going to be God working through all of us that's going to do it. So I knew it was going to be huge. You know, Eric Cochran is the founder of soundinvestigations.com, an undercover journalism nonprofit just set up in the last few years. I've already had a bunch of huge stories on Pornhub and so much more. It's a software engineer by trade. Eric left tech to pursue exposing corruption and create real change. On X at Eric, E-R-I-C underscore Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N. And man, when I got the call last Thursday or so, and I was sent the video, and I saw it. It brought tears to my eyes because I already knew everything he was saying was true because I've experienced it. And I knew. And Cochran's like, well, we don't know if it'll be that big. We thought you should have it. And blah, blah, blah. I said, this is going to be huge because this is about the weaponization, what's happened to Trump. And it's been the biggest story in the last 4 or 5 days. And that's a beautiful thing. So I wanted to get him on from Sound Investigations so that he could speak about his organization, his group, and also give his take on his undercover folks there in D.C. and what they caught and what's coming out. I know Eric's a pretty private guy. He's not on a lot of shows. Skip the break, guys. But we can't skip. This is the first 5 minutes of the hour. We can't skip this. We're going to join some stations when we come back, and I'm going to go right to Eric. I'm so wild right now. I mean, forget, look at the clocks here. This is just, I'm out of control. Back in 60 seconds with Eric Cochran.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, during that last one-minute break, while I was going to break about to introduce our amazing guest, I had invited Elon Musk via X to join us tomorrow for a Spaces we're doing live at 1 p.m. Central on the weaponization of the FBI and CIA against the American people. I'm also invited Eric Cochran, founder of Sound Investigations, on, Jack Posobiec, and a whole raft of amazing people there. He said possibly he'll get back with us. And you know, normally when Elon says possibly, that means it's going to happen. I've already been on several shows with him, 2.5-hour interview with him a few months ago. And we also talked to Adrian Dittman all the time, who's not Elon Musk. But I was just talking to Elon Musk via text. So look for that tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, on the Saturday show. It'll also be simulcast, not just on X at Real Alex Jones, but also at InfoWars.com with a video added layer, which I know Elon's getting very close to having video on Spaces as well. So major innovations at X. All I can be is thankful for that. Okay, Eric Cochran is the founder of SoundInvestigations.com. Software engineer by trade, Eric left the tech to pursue corruption. And expose corruption and expose their whole entire system and create real change. Find them on X at Eric_Cochran. Eric, thank you so much for the incredible job you and your team are doing. So many devastating victories already. You've only been operating a year and a half, 2 years. Give us the inside scoop on why you did it, where you're going, and then your take on this massive story. I think Pornhub and all the states now criminally moving against them for targeting children is overall, you know, bigger victory, but what you've done here is really spurring congressional investigations. Five members of Congress are calling for criminal investigations. It was brought up at the FISA hearings. This story has major legs and is super important. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Yeah, you know, Sound Investigations, we've only been around for almost a year to the day. It was me. I used to work for James O'Keefe back in the Project Veritas days a few years ago. And I called up my friend Arden Young. I know you just had her on the show. Thank you very much. She's much better at speaking on all this. She's better at the oration and such. But I called my friend up, Arden up, and I said, hey, we want to go after the pornography industry. We want to expose the things we know that they're doing in secret, but we need the proof. There are court cases. There are important laws that are coming up, and we need the proof of what they're doing. And she said, absolutely, I'm in. Let's go do this. And yeah, and you mentioned it, like, we went after Pornhub. There's laws getting changed. There's major class action lawsuits now against Pornhub. And people should look those up on soundinvestigations.com if you're not familiar. And then and so it's interesting. We over the past a couple months, We've been investigating some things, and we actually weren't even investigating the CIA or the FBI necessarily, but one of our undercover journalists, you know, happens to run into a guy that, works for the CIA. And when you're an undercover journalist and you run into a guy who works for the CIA, you don't turn off your camera. You keep listening to what he has to say. And then there he is. And then he brings up, Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, who's that guy? Alex Jones? Yeah, yeah, we were going after him hardcore. We were going after him. We were conspiring to chop his legs off, to cut off all his money, to steal his money. And he just keeps on talking about this, about going after people, trying to entrap them. And you know, our undercover journalist keeps on standing there, like, listening to him. We meet with him again. It was a total of 3 meetings. And this guy just spilled the beans on so much, this bureaucrat of the CIA.
Well, I don't want to give away your trade secrets, but James O'Keefe and all of it, people keep pointing out that it's gay men that keep, you know, being the guys that are showing off, whether it's at Pfizer or whether it's countless other videos, this latest with O'Keefe, him with a yellow wig on and pretending like he's gay. I mean, what happened? You have your investigative journalist trying to expose Pornhub or child exploitation. They're in D.C., how did they run into Gavin Oblivis or whatever his name is?
Yeah, it's a really good question because I don't want to give away too many secrets, but there's a reason that this is a very rare find. This is not you know, big credit to the undercover journalist, our sound investigations journalist, who found this guy and continued talking with him, because it's not easy. It's if it were easy, everybody would do it. It takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of being able to talk to the right people and get in the right places. There's a lot of corruption in D.C., I'll say that much.
Absolutely, and you get in the right networks, you get them all. But this is what the CIA supposedly does, but instead it's the people now doing it right back. So they act like they're all powerful. Notice this guy doesn't look like James Bond, folks. People that don't know, 99% of the CIA is not some badass Superman commando. And those don't even really exist the other day either. And British intelligence is not a bunch of James Bonds. In fact, they're riddled with pedophiles. That's come out even the mainline British news. And they're the type of people that want to spy on folks and want to have power. They're the very worst people. Unless they're in like Army Special Operations Command, or a few other groups have to interface with them, and then they hate them. That's why you hear there's factions in the government. There are factions that are good, and they're literally totally upset about what's happening in the dominant factions. And under Obama and now under Biden, they have pushed out a lot of the good people. And I would say that Oblivis is kind of the standard model now of what the intel officer looks like.
Right. I think, you know, a lot of people, they see movies and they think that the CIA's got glasses on and you know, doing all the spy things. And the fact is, like, the government's full of bureaucrats. Like, you know, these are people, and the people with the most knowledge are the people who are pushing papers, who have the most information, who talk to the most people, who are involved in intra-agency affairs. They're the people who are not shooting guns, shooting spies, assassinating politicians. They're bureaucrats.
Well, I can tell you, back in the days of HUMET, the military and the CIA were a lot tougher, because back then it was mainly killing and sex operations, you know, to compromise people. But now it's just a bunch of social justice warriors spitting in the face of the American people. It's the same thing in Canada, the EU, over and over again with these investigations. And it's the soft leftists that literally are out to get America. And all we've got to do is expose them, and it's game over.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's like you said, like, exposing them. People sometimes ask, like, me or my friend James O'Keefe, like, what effects does this have? And I have to wonder, like, do people follow, like, the people asking those questions, like, do they actually follow up on these stories? Because they do have a real impact. I mean, one, just if nothing else, this makes people realize. I've had friends from my personal life who, like, didn't even know, like, what I was doing. Old friends call me up and say, like, they're like, I saw this story and I showed it to my family. They had no idea this was going on. So that does have an impact. But there's also, like, real tangible impacts. Like,
yeah, but I want you to get into impacts of it, but I want to explain something. I take a big vacation once a year. I took a week and a half off. My wife lives in Hawaii, so is my daughter. My other kids are grown up, moved out. But I'm 50 now. I got 4 children. But the point is that I was mobbed once this broke within hours going into grocery stores, going and renting snorkels at the beach. I mean, I probably talked to, let's not exaggerate, 100 people since this broke 3 or 4 days ago. I mean, that's how huge this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very surprised, frankly. Like,
I told you it was going to be big, didn't I? Didn't I tell you it was going to be big last week?
You did. You said it. Yeah, you said it because, you know, Sound Investigations, like, we've been going after the pornography industry. That's kind of our bread and butter. We were going after some of these things. It wasn't, again, like a story. We were, like, you know, hardcore investigating. It just kind of happened upon our lap. And our journalist kept on talking to this guy, and he kept on spilling all the beans. And so, like, I was like, I don't know. We'll put it out there. We'll see what happens. And then, yeah, you called me. I remember I was so amazed, and you were like, this is going to be big. This is seriously big. I was like, all right, we'll put it out there, Alex. And yeah, and like you said, like, Congress members are talking about it. It got 7 million or more views. Elon Musk commented 3 times on it. Just totally amazing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
More on persecuted, you're like, well, I'm over the target. This is good. But it's like a B-17 pilot in World War II. But I just to see this explosion and awakening is so exciting. What else can you tell me about your undercover folks and this Oblivious character?
Well, our undercover people, these are the best people in the world at this. Again, like lots of people think like, oh, I could just go out there and do this. But these are people that are seasoned experts in this. They're fantastic. There's a reason that you don't see a lot of undercover footage of CIA, former FBI agents, out there. It takes a lot of work. Oh, Blennis, you know, I think he's a nice guy. I think he unfortunately, the politics of the agencies has just run away and has gotten a hold of a lot of these people. I hope he's doing well. I appreciate his candid remarks. I appreciate that, you know, I think the American public did need to hear what he said. I wish that we had whistleblowers. I wish Oblenis had just been a whistleblower and had, like, you know, come to us directly or come to an organization directly or gone to congressmen directly with these things. I think there's just political capture, unfortunately, a lot of the minds of these agents.
What you just laid out is heavy criminology, and I'm a big reader. I don't claim to be an expert in criminology, but I used to see shows when I was a kid, cartoons and movies, where the villain brags, and I thought, that's ridiculous. If I was a villain, I wouldn't brag. Well, I'm not a villain. They love to brag because their subconscious doesn't like what they're doing because they still have humanity. Their consciousness is what's corrupt. And so they tattle on themselves. It's like serial killers. Almost all serial killers will be really good at first killing people. Then they get more and more reckless, start sending police clues, start brat because they want to be caught. And I think that's what you're saying is, wouldn't it feel good for the other Oblivious out there to say you're wrong and just join us?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think everybody wants to justify his own, you know, situation, his own actions. And so kind of by boasting about these actions, you know, he's trying to justify or admit these things. I think that is a human tendency. And so, yeah, for the other agents out there who are seeing this, you know, if you know it's wrong, you know, or you're having questions, like, yeah, I think it's much better to go on the record to explain these things rather than have those things, like, fester in your mind and in your heart, for sure.
Well, if I could talk to Oblivious, I'd say, hey, Oblivious, you ever see me say go to Sandy Hill people's houses? You ever see me pee on a grave? You ever seen anybody do that? You ever see me say that FBI agent's name that won $90-something million that doesn't exist? I never said his name. None of my crew did. How is that happening? Well, he'd be like, well, we ran it against you. We wanted our people to get the discovery. Yeah, I know, dude. He said, I want to outlaw being ignorant. Well, who says what's ignorant? And I would just, but they don't listen. They don't understand. They don't, they just believe the propaganda. And it's so classically totalitarian. It's so classically evil. And what's crazy is, despite the fact that we know there's five or six investigative groups we know of, like you out there, they're so disconnected, they still just run around and brag and say all these things. And it's, folks, you may be next door neighbor to a mayor who's drunk and he, you know, is corrupt, and he starts bragging about how he's stealing money. Just go give it to an investigative group, okay? Or put it out yourself. Don't say who you are. The point is, we can burn all, I mean, look, I'm not going to get the whole story here at the time we have, but I started out 30 years ago on the 15th. That was my first show. And for whatever reason, I got there. It was all these tax protesters. They thought I was there for that. They should take a class. They said, come on in here. Are you against the IRS? I said, yeah. And I was on a, you know, TV show for the first time on April 15th, 30 years ago, 1994. And Then a decade later, I'm already off XSTV. I have a syndicated show. They're trying to shut it down. And I go look at the budget. They had plenty of money to run it, but they said they didn't have the money. So I go into the director's office, and I had a recorder on me. And I said, well, I know you stole the $100,000+ because, and the guy gets up and he goes, I'll kill you. I'm a Marine. So what? I took that money. I'll kill you if you release that information. So then I went and played it at the telecommunications hearing 2 weeks later, and they put him in Huntsville prison for 7 years. It was easy as picking up a piece of, you know, a rock off the ground or combing your hair. And it's like these people are all over the place. And so I've told listeners long before Veritas, you can just go out and when you see an opportunity, expose it. And that's all we're getting at. All right. Well, I want to thank you, sir, for joining us, Eric Cochran. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Please, everybody, go to soundinvestigations.com. Donate what you can because we want to continue. We really, really have more stories. Like I said, we're in the field right now. We're trying to get more stories. This has been, frankly, entirely self-funded up until this point for the last year. So, yeah, you know, I really appreciate the support of everybody. And I'm so thankful, you know, you, Alex, helping to make this a big story and get results for it.
Absolutely. Well, when the FBI won't do its job and the local police won't because they're controlled, even though they mean well in many cases, we have to do it. Like the Bible says, when men cease to be men, women will have to become the men. We have to be men again. We have to do this. And I know, going up against the CIA and FBI, you're not dumb. You know you can be targeted. You guys still did the right thing, and I salute you. Everybody should support you. SoundInvestigations.com.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. All right. Look, I shot this big detailed report that exposes a lot of what happened. It's still a snapshot. It's 25 minutes long. We'll skip the next break. We're going to air this coming back. But please remember, I'm not funded by big donors. I'm not funded by big money. I'm funded by you. So what do? I go, what are great products they'll love and enjoy and buy again in a 360 win? So we do it. My dad's a dentist, an oral surgeon. He has drjonesnaturals.com. It's got all the nano silver products. Not available for years in InfoWars, like Super Blue, patented nano silver with the iodine and with the tea tree oil, all organic, with the organic peppermint. It's all there, and it's concentrated. It lasts two or three times longer, depending on how much toothpaste you like to use. A tiny dot does it. People are like, well, this is really strong. Yeah, there's no filler, folks. This is hardcore. DrJonesNaturals.com. Also at DrJonesNaturals.com, you'll find the Immune Gargle Swish and Swash with Nano Silver. You'll find the Nano Silver Wound Gel. You'll find a bunch of great, amazing, cutting-edge supplements. All at DrJonesNaturals.com. And that is a major sponsor of our operation, and I can vouch for the guy that runs it because he's my daddy. He decided 2 years ago the products he was selling in InfoWars, we might be shut down. He went and got a warehouse, set all this up. He already had a website. And he's there just, you know, boom, right there. That's what my daddy does without even asking. He's always got me. And he's a great guy. It tears my eyes at what they've done to my dad, folks. And when you don't want me to talk about it, they've harassed the hell out of my parents. But it's okay. They're good people. They're pissed. My mother literally told me 6 months ago, she goes, come home with your shielder on it. She's never liked that. She said, I don't want to settle. I don't want to be nice. I'm not intimidated. Go after them. Well, okay, Mama. We're going to do what you said. So back my mother and my father, and back me. Back us. All we do is deliver victory. You want war? You got it!
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry.
You want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Breaking news.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Breaking news. World War III alert. U.S. sending troops to the Middle East in hopes of deterring Iran attack on Israel. It's going down. Stay with us.
The desperate deep state has been forced to reveal itself, to emerge from the shadows, because the global awakening is so massive. There are now congressional hearings on FISA and the warrantless wiretapping and spying on the American people, where they're openly discussing the FBI and CIA's operations against myself and Tucker Carlson, designed to destroy us. The entire House of Cards is coming down now.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How? Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
Yeah. We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick look just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting on a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
The undercover footage of Gavin O'Blenis, former FBI, current CIA, has taken the internet by storm. Hundreds of millions of people have seen it. But this is only a tiny window into this world where they're openly admitting that they're targeting Tucker Carlson, targeting Alex Jones, putting us on list, trying to shut us down. Remember 3 years ago, Tucker Carlson said, hey, I just got told by high-level sources the NSA's spying on me and giving it illegally to the Washington Post, his text messages. And the Washington Post came out and said, you're right, we are, and here's your text messages. Ladies and gentlemen, this is total warrantless, lawless tyranny to suppress the people, and it is the greatest threat facing our nation and the world.
Do you trust the government?
In 2021, the FBI conducted over 3 million FISA searches of Americans, and in 2022, the FBI was still conducting hundreds of such warrantless queries per day.
We often hear the claim that it's for your safety.
So, do you think that members of Congress get spied on through these loopholes?
Yes. 100%. In fact, I'm quite confident in some capacity that I'm sure I'm on a list.
FBI conducted over 278,000 searches of the 702 FISA database that violated the Justice Department's own rules.
Anytime the government tells us it's for your safety, the American people really question what that means.
Alex Jones, if you're listening, Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy or that CIA guy said about you. And same with Tucker. I'll tell you, go after him. Go after him. This weaponization that the Republicans have said has happened with the DOJ, it's true, America.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We are about to break information critically vital, not just to the future of America, but the future of free peoples across the world. Myself, my crew, my organization, and my family have been the victims in the last 7 years of a CIA, Justice Department, FBI, globalist attack. Now, I didn't understand the full scope of this until just the last year. But listeners and viewers have heard me break down the fact that it was a CIA-FBI coordinated operation. It's now begun to come out in just the last week. There have been congressional hearings. There have been documents. There have been operatives who've been caught in clandestine recordings. And even more is set to come out in the next week to 2 weeks. So this information is explosive. Now, a lot of the regular viewers and listeners of my syndicated daily show know the details of this, but we've talked about it in chunks and pieces. Now we're going to lay it all out succinctly with the new information here today. But here's the bottom line. Let's start going through the articles and start here. GOP lawmakers condemn CIA FBI attack against Alex Jones. And this is in congressional hearings and in interviews. Breaking, Republican congressmen and women call for official investigation to FBI CIA setup of Alex Jones. Representative Troy Nels, Representative Paulina Luna, Representative Mike Lee, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and more are now calling for official hearings and criminal investigations of the information that's broken in the last week.
Alex Jones, if you're listening, Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy or that CIA guy said about you. And same with Tucker. I'll tell you, go after him, go after him. This weaponization that the Republicans have said has happened with the DOJ, it's true, America. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that's a mega movement individual. We got to push back. Let's win.
It's important to understand that the information that broke 4 days ago, the former FBI and current CIA operative Gavin Oblemus's revelations, that indeed the agencies were working in tandem against myself and my operation to, quote, cut our legs off and attempt to dial back or suppress the reach we have, warning the public about the globalist operations.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure was, but we were looking at all of his followers, comments, all of the weapons we just took, right?
It's Bureau Practice Entrapment a lot.
Yeah, we get really close. Civil matter. Since they got all this access to his edit there, what can we go find?
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much. There's nothing federal
really have a law we can do. Oh, Adam Madeline.
Is he still out there? He's still chirping.
He can chirp.
He's still watching?
Yeah.
Why?
He did what we wanted.
Which is what?
He took his money away. But you do have the option for a civil. For a civil case. That's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
Now, before we get into the newest revelations that we just showed you a piece of, it's important to go back and do a quick summary of what actually happened to InfoWars and how the deep state used the Sandy Hook narrative to create a false straw man of myself and my organization so they could then sell the idea of destroying it to the public to then set the precedent to destroy anyone else they want to target.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
A few months before the election in 2016, Hillary Clinton and her opposition research decided to target then candidate Trump by claiming that I was his brain and that I was directing his campaign, which was not true. Then they misrepresented what I had said and what I had done in the past and claimed that I'd done all these terrible things so they could then try to attach that to Trump. And now we know that huge PR firms were involved taking things I'd said out of context, exaggerating them, lying about them, and then running thousands of news articles and hundreds of national TV programs, late night comedy, PBS, CNN, ABC News, NBC. There was literally not one news channel, national or local or even international, that did not run with the story in 2016 and 2017 every day. That I was sending people to Sandy Hook families' homes. That I was sending people to urinate on graves. Never any proof of that. Never any proof of anybody urinating on graves. And that I was doing all this somehow at the direction of Trump, when I hadn't even talked about Sandy Hook for years and years and years before they started this disinformation PR campaign. And what's amazing now is the PR firms themselves are bragging how they did this.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro.
And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Highest levels openly came out and said, we don't want his money, the supposed billions I had that was totally made up. No, our mission is to take him off the air. Our mission is to silence him.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence. I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it.
And when it comes to stopping Alex Jones, that would be the most important work that you do. And we're all here because of him, one man, Alex Jones. And the question is going to be, where is Alex Jones when that happens? Is he in the studio? Getting ready to pounce? Or will you stop him?
But the important part of that is we're not going to be spending 2 years going up to the Texas Supreme Court or whatever. Nobody's going to waste their money doing that. We're going to this bankruptcy court. And those claims are going to have to get valued and resolved in that bankruptcy estate. And when we have a litigable basis to potentially wrap this case up for years and then ultimately collect our entire punitive damage argument, yeah, there's going to be a resolution made onto what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at and the Posner claims are valued at and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this this is going heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back with to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Take Mr. Jones out. Don't ever let him do it again. But what did I do? They never put on any evidence I did anything. I never even said the names of any of the parents except one person. Now let's get into the major evidence outside of the undercover videos coming out that prove it and that are triggering congressional investigations. Let's look at the open evidence of the FBI being involved in my targeting from day one. First, let's look at William Oldenburg. He was already a senior FBI agent in Connecticut when Sandy Hook happened. He reportedly responded to the tragedy. William Oldenburg was already a senior agent when Sandy Hook happened, but shortly after, he was made the head FBI agent lawyer in the state of Connecticut.
In January, were you did you assume a new position?
I was put into a position they call Chief Division Counsel, which is the head attorney for that FBI division. You give legal counsel to the leadership of the division. I was put in that position temporarily, and then about a month later, I was appointed to that position.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
The first time I ever heard of William Oldenburg was when I was sued in Connecticut for questioning Sandy Hook. And Mr. Oldenburg was actually asked on the stand, has Mr. Jones ever said your name? Has his crew ever talked about you? Have you ever been on his website? And he said no.
Now, how many times did Jones call you?
He didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph 289 on InfoWars?
I didn't know, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
And here he is admitting that he went to the Koskov firm and that they developed this system and that they filed this lawsuit and that they came after me and I've never even said his name, never even talked about him, didn't even know who he was. How can something like this happen in America? How can we be denied a real trial where we're innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven how guilty?
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helvig on Mr. Jones's show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
By then I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I had been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I had been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So yes, I was looking for help. And then finally, you know, the only person that ever even listened was Mr. Koskov. He was a gentleman gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver?
It's no mistake that the FBI consigliere, the head legal officer for the FBI in Connecticut, went to the Koskov law firm, which itself is heavily connected to the Democratic Party, Senator Blumenthal, and others. Let's look now at Chris Matty, a former federal prosecutor whose specialty is throwing Republicans in prison. He helped quarterback the operation for putting the governor of Connecticut, a Republican, in prison. Then, of course, we've got Matt Blumenthal, the son of the stolen valor father, Senator Blumenthal, who in the depositions was there interrogating me. And then, of course, you've got Josh Koskov, the generational heir to the most powerful ambulance chasing law firm on the East Coast. They're now doing the same thing in Canada with Pierre Poilievre, who is leading by massive numbers against Trudeau in the race to be the leader of Canada right now, claiming that secretly he gets talking points from me and that I'm running the Conservative Party in Canada. They're running the exact same playbook they ran in 2016 against Trump, against the Conservatives in Canada. History is repeating itself again. Take a flamboyant individual like Alex Jones, take what he said out of context, totally make stuff up, rig court trials against him, and then set the precedent to take down whoever you want, whenever you want, however you want. And I knew that the deep state was running this going back 6-7 years ago because I wasn't that important. Thousands of news articles, hundreds of national TV programs lying about me. I knew they were setting the precedent to deplatform me, to use lawfare to try to shut us down, to set the precedent for others. That was obvious. This was a level of propaganda you only see before the U.S. invades a country. But they were invading a country. They were invading America. They were getting ready to list all of their opposition, all Trump supporters, as terrorists, as extremists, as white supremacists that must be censored, that must be surveilled, that must be silenced. And that's why this is so important. But if you can demonize an Alex Jones and then carry out these operations against him and others don't defend you because they're scared they're going to be labeled, now the first domino has fallen and no one is safe. But the good news is Congress and governors and attorney generals and others across the country are recognizing how serious this is and are seeing the same lawfare tactics being used against Trump and other populists and are beginning to organize against it. So this entire corrupt House of Cards is now coming down, and more information is imminently set to come out very, very soon.
So do you think that members of Congress get spied on through these loopholes?
Yes. 100%. In fact, I'm quite confident in some capacity that I'm sure I'm on a list. I think that the administration has made it very evident that they believe that if you are Christian, if you are Republican, if you're conservative, if you say the words shall not be infringed, if you believe in the Constitution, that you're likely a domestic terrorist.
This is all about intimidating the people of America. This is all about scaring people. When they won their $1.5 billion rigged judgment in Connecticut, the lawyers came out and said, that's not enough. We want $2.75 trillion. That's the GDP of India. And then they lie and say, Jones won't pay his debt to the families. He won't pay his $1.5 billion. I'm negative millions of dollars that I owe. I've been in bankruptcy for 2 years. They knew all this back at the time. But again, they lied about it and claimed I had hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, and that I made it off these people. When all they entered into evidence from all these years of me talking about Sandy Hook was 22 minutes. This is an un-American fraud. It's an un-American lie. And as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But in the end, the truth almost always comes out on top. And it's happening right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.